Hello.
Welcome back to the Bible Study Girl podcast. My name is Sarita, and you may know me as Bible Study Girl. I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. The initial greeting that you received on this podcast was from the executive producer, Bible Study Brother.
It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray, a red gray area anime, which is coming back this week. But this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. But as my sister often likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ. We're brother and sister in real life. Same mom, different dads.
Go team go.
You know, all that stuff. Also, make sure if you're listening to us via audio that you are rating us with 5 stars or more, or whatever you rate us with. Make sure you say it with everything in you. We appreciate each and every one of you listeners. Thank you.
Say it with your chest, you know what I mean? Like, say, great job guys, I enjoy listening to you. You help me have riveting conversation with my friends and family. Or, oh, that really resonated with me. That always helps. It always helps to hear those things. So, brother, before we get too deep into the weeds, how's your week been?
Pretty good. Coming off of Resurrection Sunday, like, I've been having a lot of faith testing conversations. And so it's been a moment where it's like, woo, got to get that faith foundation strong just because of the conversations we've been having. I'll give you a clue, like, in the one. So there was like this podcast that we listened to, or actually you listened to it too, the Bama podcast, or the Bama.
Still haven't started my journey, but
whatever. Yeah, maybe by the time this comes out, you'll have.
Okay. By the time this comes out, I do. There you go.
And so they're talking about like the Hebrew aspects of things, right? And so they're talking about our thoughts on, or the general thought on everlasting life. And it more so not being like there is heaven, but there will, like, heaven on earth kind of thing. And there will be an like life will always be here kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't know. Like that challenges my faith a lot. If that is the case, or if that is the, like, interpretation or something that we, like, you know, went on a different path on. Cause I'm like, you know, Kanae made the great point of, like, as a black person, that would sting a little bit. Cause that's the only, you know, when we're going through slavery and all this other stuff, it's like this life that I'm living, this hard life, ain't finna just end,
right?
Without there being something, you know, the loving and open arms of God on the other side. So I've been having, like, not an existential crisis, because it's really just at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, I honestly don't care, because
you don't care.
I just want my relationship to be better, is where I'm at. Because having this relationship is the most important part. If I'm doing it for a reward in my head, then I wasn't doing it in the way that he asked me to do it in the first place.
Right.
And I want to be more about caring for people and loving people than thinking about whether or not that's a thing. But I also know, like, to ask the question and be more intimate, I'm finna have a lot of conversations with God about, like, how that kind of works out.
Right. I mean, I feel like I understand what you're saying with you're not doing it for a reward, but ultimately you do get a reward in relationship with, like, people and God. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting something in exchange.
Yes. But I don't want to, like, I can't have my focus solely be on that. Like, even
I understand,
you, like, know, and that's the part that, like, is the only piece that I currently have, is just having that. So while I do understand where we're going with this, like, I'm glad that we're doing this, the episode that we're doing, because we're going to talk through all this stuff anyway. But that triggering response of just being like, no, because this is what I'm working on right now, because that's kind of because it comes from the Hebraic perspective. And when I think about we had this conversation about the Tower of Babel, and it's the last little thing I say, and then I'll ask you how your day was. Where the whole purpose of the Tower of Babel is, any other time we've seen in the Bible, God, when he was mad at us, they said he was mad at us. When he knocked over or knocked down the Tower of Babel, he wasn't mad. And the execution of that was more so that we as people have to do something more to understand one another. Like, we have to actually seek out, like, learning a different language, learning a different culture really does take time. Euphemisms, there aren't words for certain things in other languages, and it doesn't even, like, translate one-to-one. And the only way you can even connect with somebody is to get a deeper understanding of what the language actually means, to speak it in context, to speak it with people. And that's the overarching aspect of it. So, yeah, all of that, more so to say, how was your week?
Oh, my week was great. Good thing you guys can't see this video quite yet. I thought my brother was going to let you guys know that he got a new haircut and all that stuff, but he went deep. So, you know, here lately, I have been having like great weeks, and I've been able to report, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. I am tired. You said you're having an existential crisis. So let me tell you, Sweet Baby spent the night Friday night, right? And one thing we know about Sweet Baby is she loves to talk. She loves to talk my ear off just about anything and everything. I mean, she's 10, she's grown, she's developed, but she's so mature. She was talking about her brother. She was like, once he analyzed the situation, I was like, I love this kid. But she came to me with a very real question, and I'm going to ask you the question, because again, we were just talking about completely random stuff, and she's just like, because she loves to say my name, like, okay, it's just you and me here. Like, I know you're talking to me. Stop. She's like, what's your favorite thing about life? Just random. And I was like, I mean, great question. What is my favorite thing about life? I've been really challenged here lately. Like I said, it's been a more challenging week for me. Not rainbows and butterflies. It's been a really challenging week for me. And then for her to ask me that question, it's like, Lord, I don't know. What is my favorite thing about life? And what I was able to come to the conclusion I came to is that my favorite thing about life is that I get the opportunity to have new experiences and try new things. That's my favorite thing about life. But on the flip side, it's also one of the most challenging things about life for me, because I am a creature of habit. I like for things to be the same, but that's also the joy in life. And I think one of the reasons the week was so challenging for me is because anytime I go to therapy, it always makes me very reflective, and like I'm analyzing, like, you know, why do I do that and why did I do that? And he always pulls things out of me.
I'm just thinking about him in general, and like, like in my mind, I'm like,
Yeah, it's and I'm not saying it like therapy is not a bad thing, but it challenges me and it pushes me into those new zones, the same zones that I told this child when she asked me, like, what's your favorite thing about life? You know, like, I had to really think about that. Like, well, that's one of my favorite things about life is that I do get the opportunity to do new things. And like I said, it's also one of my biggest challenges, because in therapy, I'm not going to get too deep into my business. But anyway,
I sure was going to be like, man,
I'm working through new things. and it has been a challenge for me. But that is also the joy in life. So, brother, I'm gonna ask you this before we get into the main focus of this episode. What is your favorite thing about life? Because I just felt like for a 10-year-old, that was just a great question. And her response was, because of course I asked her, she was like, everything. I love everything about life. It's great. Life.
Keep living. So I want to say, I mean, it's my relationship with my wife. I think about it all the time. Like, it's the most authentic thing of biggest desires I've ever wanted in life is being able to love somebody and grow old. That's all I wanted. And not only do I get that person, I get a person who loves the Lord, like, you know, for real, who made me see the truest reflection of me, to become myself. And it's one of those things that even in the hard moments, like the peace of it all is something that I could not get anywhere else. Like, I've thought about this as you are one of my favorite people, as you know, same with my mother. But in the moments where you like, and I know she has moments too where she don't get me, and then, you know, whatever, whatever. But it's just less. And that little bit of less is a piece to me of like, oh, you get it. And that is my favorite thing in life. Like, you know, I could have said food. I know how I talk about food all the time. Like being able to like experience food and fellowship with people. Like fellowshipping with people is top 10 of my favorite things. But she's at the top of the list, man. And it just makes this journey, like, let's go on this journey. It makes me, you know, talk to God more. It makes me, you know, want to understand more. Like, God, this communication got to get better, Jesus. These finances got to get better, Jesus. Or hey, we got to work on our dreams. Or hey, you had a rough day. Like, hey, what's going on? Prime example. So a thing I used to be very, very worried about. So as you know, majority of our spiritual guidance, spiritual teachings, learnings came from our mother. That's no slight to the other parental who happened to preach, but also just how the cards were dealt. And so they used to bother me a lot because then I also married somebody who's the strong matriarch in your family is the spiritual rock of understanding. And I was like, where are my strong male, like you're the voice? Like you are a voice, a strong voice. And I was like, for the first time, I feel like I am and can be that for my future children and whatnot. And it's like there was a piece about that and being able to like, yeah, you will be able to learn about God from me in a way that is not lip service, that is not putting you in a position where, you know, like I'm not ever like, hey, you know, you should pray about it. Like I don't really get that a lot of times. And even though I get scriptures daily at this point in life, it's different from an actual conversation and like the things that I will be able to glean from my children. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. You know, I do strive to be transparent on this podcast, but testimony don't mean tell all. But the conversation is leading in this direction, so I'm gonna be very transparent. But one of the things I struggle with and that I talk about with my therapist is, you know, I've always desired a husband and to have a family of my own, but to be in a relationship with somebody and the reality of what that is a completely different thing. It's a new adventure. And so to hear you talk about your wife and how she's your person, it makes me think like just today, my person covered me in ways that wouldn't mean a lot to other people, but it
Bro.
wouldn't mean, but like just those small things that you're doing, you are covering me. Like you are covering me from the top to the bottom, and I'm appreciative of that. And like you said, it does come with challenges, though. I've been in this world on my own pretty much doing whatever I want to do for forever. And it is a complete adjustment. And you know, I'm a very
If I want it, I go get
correct. I am very much
it.
that. And it is a mind shift. It is an adjustment.
So is your sister-in-law, just to be clear.
I know she is, but I've told her this quite often. Like, I aspire to be like she is with you because I know she is all those things, but she manages it in such a beautiful way with you that I would be like, because I tell her all the time, girl, you're not gonna cuss him out.
Since we being open and honest, we had this moment
And I tell
yesterday.
her all the time, and I mean it. I genuinely mean it from the bottom of my heart. Like, I aspire to have the patience that you have, to be as kind as you are, you know, at least in public. Like, I don't know what it's like, you know what I'm saying, when
Yeah.
y'all are at home. But like, I was like, even your ability, like, when we're all around to handle situations, like, in a loving, caring, kind way, like, I aspire to do that. Because that's challenging for me. That is very challenging for me. Like, if you make me mad, you just made me mad. And wherever you made me mad is where we gonna
Yeah,
get
yeah. I
it.
mean, same, which is why she has to have patience, because I learned from that.
Right. So I don't know. I think it's beautiful though. And I'm glad we're having this conversation. I think it ties very closely into the topic for today. I'm gonna let you go ahead and do the scripture, but I feel like I've said this before and I'll continue to say it because it's been true for me every time we come to the table. I have some other stuff to say, but every time we come to the table, God is speaking to me through words that I wrote almost 5 years ago. Like, he's saying right now, today, Sarita, this is what you need to hear. So I'm going to say it to you from your own lips, but it's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm reminding you of these things. So I think it's very appropriate. So, what's our scripture for today? And then I'll hop off our topic.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil.
Amen. And I feel like he is, well, we know he's always the foot, but I think I here lately I've allowed more room and more space for him to do his thing and what he wants to do.
Yeah.
So today we're doing a blog recap. If you are new to these parts and you've never listened to an episode before, when we do blog recaps, we go over to BibleStudyGirl.com. We pick a blog from the website, and we discuss the blog in detail. Bible study brother will let you know what he thinks about it. Then I will let you know what I think at the time. Well, what I was thinking at the time that I wrote it and what I think about it present day. Sometimes it's the same, sometimes it's different. It really just depends on the subject. But I think one thing that has been universal, and I already said it before, is that even though the words were written years ago, they are always very relevant, fresh, and current, and typically tend to lean towards a message that I need to hear right now. And hopefully, it's the message that you need to hear right now, and it's the message that helps you. So, if you haven't had the opportunity, you can head over to BibleStudyGirl.com. There is a magnifying glass in the upper right-hand corner, and today's blog is entitled False Evidence Appearing Real. If you type those words into the search engine, it will pull the blog right up, and you guys will have an opportunity to read the blog for yourself and come away with your own takeaways, your own helpful hints, tips, whatever, just to help you on this journey, this life journey, because it gets long and it gets treacherous at times. I'm grateful that we have a place and a space that we can get together and talk about these things. So, Bible study brother, the floor is all yours. Give us a brief summary of false evidence appearing real and give us one of your major takeaways.
Brief summary is God told my sister to write this phrase down. Told her to write the acronym down. She didn't. She was trying to get stuff together. And then the next day, She went somewhere and happened to see, she heard someone using it while she was debating about some things. And that's about where it went. That's the synopsis. Normally I would give y'all an excerpt, but this is one that I'm like, really, really read. So just go and read it. I know it'll be a blessing to you. And if I read the excerpt that I think that I want to read, I'm just going to reiterate the point again about Peter and stepping off the boat. So, well, I guess, okay, I will just reiterate that point. Because if you haven't heard it and this is your first time listening, what I always tell people about that situation. So not only were the disciples scared, and even though, like my sister said, it had been mentioned that we're going to cross this river and everything he said has happened and you can trust in it. So there was nothing that should be like, you should have just believed, you know, and it's easy to say, but I guarantee you that storm probably looked real crazy. But anyway, the point I'm making about that I always say is, so often, much like Simon Peter, we forget about the steps off of the boat that we've taken. We let fear make us forget that we have taken steps toward our Savior, and those steps don't reset. They don't go back somewhere. And even the stumble has already been casted to the sea of forgetfulness. It's not something that he's holding over our heads. But fear is real. And it is false evidence appearing real. Like, it appears, like everything about it, you can smell it, you can taste it, you can feel it. Your body, everything, every nerve ending in your body senses and wants to react to whatever your fear is. And what I got from this is to remind myself that that's okay. It's okay because it's the thorn in our side. It's the thorn of weakness that God is not going to take away from us, because if he did, we would find a way to pretend or act like we don't need him. When fear comes, it's a quick reminder, like, oh, I got to check my heart. Oh, I got to check, you know, check in with God. I got to go and pray. I got to go to my scriptures that remind me why he created me, whose I am, because that's going to get me through. And it's a signpost of what I need to do. So that's my takeaway from the blog post. And I'd like to hear what you have.
You know, I've said this before. When I initially started writing the blog back in 2019, I had no idea the day that I published the first blog that I would continue to write over 1,000 blogs. That was not in my dreams. That was not in my personal plans, right? And so here we are in November. So at this point, this blog was published in November of 2019. So at this point, I had been at it for a couple of months, writing a blog post every day. And there was a very real element of fear, right? Because I'm talking to the world wide web about my daily life, my daily walk with Christ. It's not cute and it's not convenient. That's another thing. And it wasn't like I'm paying for this every month. And I can definitely tell you I had lots of fears and doubts about what I was doing at that point in time, right? Like, is this really you? I'm out here and I'm doing it, but this is scary. This is not something that's comfortable to me. And so I had all of those emotions. So that is where this blog post is coming from. And the funny thing is, the crazy thing is, it's not a coincidence. I'm having those same doubts and fears like today. I literally this morning was saying to myself, I think I'm done podcasting. I think this is it. This is the end. Is this really what you want me to do? It doesn't feel, we're not supposed to be ruled by our emotions, but let's be real. It doesn't feel like it's something that is worthwhile. It doesn't feel like it's something that has value. Not saying that it's not bad, but I just like, am I doing the right thing? Is this something I even need to continue to stoke and poke and do? And for today's recording to be about this, it's making me reevaluate those thoughts that I had going through my head. But it's also like you, like I said earlier when you were talking about you and Kanae and your relationship, and I was telling you I've just had a hard week this week. It's been a longer week for me, and I've been battling with lots of different things in my mind. But this is the perfect blog to make me really examine like my thought process and what I'm going through. I am terribly afraid. I'm definitely frightened. And that's one of the things I was talking about with my therapist. And one thing I like about talking to him is he does help me to put my fears into perspective, right? Well, you are afraid probably because this is what's always happened for you. So this is, just giving me deeper insight in a way that I couldn't see for myself because it's just my lived experience. I'm not even able to pick out, oh, what you just said about me is very true, and now it all makes sense, right? But even when I know why I do what I do, it doesn't make it easier for me to stop doing it. It does not make it easier for me to trust and believe. And I think I needed this blog to remind me that even though it's scary, God is calling me to step out into the deep, into the unknown, into those things that I haven't done before. Even Sweet Baby's question to me, what do you love most about life? Well, if it's the new adventures, baby, he has plenty of them for you if you trust him. And so I think this is just a beautiful reminder to me, present day, that God has plans for my life. Might not be the plans I have. And it's not going to be the way that I thought it was going to go or how I feel like it should go. But if I trust him with all of me and everything I got, I'll be in a better position. I'm not going to fall. Doesn't mean it's going to be 100% perfect and things are going to be easy breezy. No, I'm sure that wind was whipping while Peter was out walking towards Jesus. And it wasn't like a stroll in the park, but if I keep my eyes focused on him, I'll be able to make it. And that's the reminder that I needed on today. Because this podcast was over, baby.
Girl,
It was over.
what's funny about that is I was having this emotional breakthrough last night, just randomly. And it was like the first time that I started to like ask myself what it was I was looking for from our other parental. And it's like I'm asking these questions, and it's like it was really emotionally open. And it was like, they don't like me. What am I supposed to do? They don't like this music that I like. I wear these glasses. How do I feel like this? All these questions that my mother and my sister cannot answer for me. Not in a way that like it's gonna resonate with me, because I'm like, it's different. And I like how what do I say when I don't feel like the guy that I think I should be? What do I do? How do I combat these things? And like how my life was all of this, in a lot of ways, this false evidence. Like I can't chase after my dreams. That's not gonna make my mama happy. 'Cause if I do that, that ain't a dependable job. Not there was no confidence in, well, it's your gift. like, it don't have to make you millions. If, like, if you got a house, if you able to eat and you ain't on the street and you can buy some clothes, that can be enough. You know, if you actually trust the purpose and, like, you make no money, but all of your needs are taken care of. That's overcoming fear or whatever. And it's like, it was just the first time where I'm like, these are the things that I was saying to myself. These are the things that I was believing. And it's just false, you know, in terms of the evidence of what I was assuming. And it was just this big breakthrough, which is why I think that this post was so timely. You know, I got fears all the time. That would have shook me to the core. Just what? In so many different ways. If you had been like, we done. I can't do this. You know, because anytime somebody asks me what I do, I'm like, I'm a content creator. I have 3 podcasts. I have a podcast that I do about hip hop. I have a podcast that I do about anime. And I have a podcast that I do about a faith-based podcast that I do with my sister. You know, that is how I introduce myself. I've gotten to the point where it's like, I'm not even, that is no longer a fear of mine to say what it is that I do. Even though, like, you know, trying to get it all together to, like you said, get it to a point of the purpose of it. Cause even though I feel the purpose every time we do it, I know that I then, like, have so many changes within myself that I have to do, or that I'm working on and working through. Because it does take, you know, I, your genius and then my general overall, just, I forget how you call it. Like, when you ask me a question, just whenever, and I'm able to answer, I forget what you call that. I don't know why my brain is freezing.
I don't know what you're reaching for. So, well, I can't boost you.
Well, your thought process on, like, how you can ask me a question and I can just answer. There's a word or a thing for it that you say.
I mean, you're very spontaneous. Like, you don't need a lot of, you're off the cuff.
That's what it was. Thank you. Whew. Oh, my Lord. Thank you. I was like, it's one of the things. It's real easy. And I couldn't think of it. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, with that, I just kind of have thought about God and, like, these moments where people, like, there's no way that Mary wasn't terrified in a couple of, like, huge things going on in her life, in her youth, in adulthood. Like, you know how crazy it is to, like, lose your son in the way that she did? And then, but then also to, like, be around, they know that that's your son. And if they would do that to him, what would they do to you? Like, that had to have been a fear.
But you know what's even deeper? Like, we just came out of Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And Good Friday didn't feel good at the time. It looked like it was over. Like, everything that we've been doing all of these years was in vain. He gone. Even though he told them what was going to happen, like, what's in front of their faces, the evidence that they have is that it's over. Like, I've given my life for this. I followed this man and it's done. So I think this is a timely message. Like, even though it looks raggedy, Sunday is coming.
Yeah. And he did all of that. Like, bro, it's just that was the hardest part of I was dealing with what I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast was just like, but if that's it, then that don't make sense. It don't, like, it can't rationalize, not even like logistically, just spiritually, because taking all of that for me to at the end be like, it's over. That's nuts. But if it is, you know, it's still like, for me not to be in a place where that is the greatest fear.
Yeah.
You know, where it is something that is peace and just is still, you know, enough.
Still enough. So I don't know about you, but I'm tippity tap tapped.
Here's what I want to know.
I'm going to say this. I feel like it's been a really, really fruitful conversation, and it's been a boost that I personally, it's been a boost that I needed.
Yeah. I'm glad that we were able to do that. We were able to do it together because it's such a, bro, it just be hard. Like I forgot to tell you this. I went to a, open mic, but like poetry night kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, you know, I ain't written poetry in years. So I just spit some verses from the album or whatever. But like for the first time in a long time, I, essentially performed the first verse of whatever
mm-hmm.
for people. And breathless. That is a spiritual experience to just, and I think that's also what rings true in terms of like what I was telling you about combating the thoughts. Cause I'm like, even if you answered my question as to why it had to happen that way, I would still be like, but this also could happen. Let's do this. Let's go back and do this instead. Like I'll get the lesson. I'll understand what it is you want me to do. And I don't know. I'm just really thankful that you wrote this blog post. That is something that is like a big shiny beacon for us to look at and be like, yeah, it's false, and it appears real, but it's not. And I can go with the full armor of God to know that it can't win. So,
yeah. And I think, I mean, you and I, we do laugh and we joke and we have a great time on this podcast. And there have been definitely, but you know, lots of sunny days, but there have also been some really sad days and some really doubtful days. And I don't ever want that to be lost in translation. Like every day is not sunny. But we can, I can be honest about that, you know, yeah, and make it to the other side, just like the disciples did. I will say this too about,
come on now, preacher, come on now. You just thought she was going to slide that in and just go on about your business. Huh? Go ahead.
No, but I will say, you know, Jesus told him, we're crossing over to the other side together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a certain guarantee, but in the midst of turmoil and storms and life happening, we can forget the guarantee that we've been given. And I am a prime example of that today. I forgot the guarantee, and I'm thankful that I was obedient all those in November of 2019 to sit down and actually write it, because I need it today. And I need the constant reminders that what I do matters. What I do has value. And he hasn't released me from my assignment. Amen.
Amen. But and give it, like, after you was like, nah, and forgot, and just like, he was still like, I got a better word for you. I have a better word for you. And then used it like, now what'd I tell you? I told you I had something better for you. And I'm like, I don't know. I think a lot of times it's so amazing on this podcast to just see not only your growth, but just the growth of his testimony within you. And I'm thankful to be a part of that. And I'm thankful that each and every one of you that listens is a part of that as well.
Y'all gonna make it to the other side. Don't let the false evidence in your life stop you. And I know that's easier said than done, but let this be a reminder today to trust God.
And remember, y'all, it ain't just you or I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching.